2-2 in conference play against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 8-7 overall, 0-4 in Big Ten play. But it's the old border battle, first of two meetings between these two programs. Just checking us out, Max Klesman is dressed, questionable, not in the starting lineup. Cameron Hunter, who maybe would have a chance to get into the rotation a bit tonight, but earlier today in some of their pregame workouts, he injured his left foot. He's in a boot, so he is unavailable here this evening. But as for the game itself, the Badgers playing well, winning in different ways, Butchie. And the Gophers, unfortunately for them, they're losing in different ways. That was a heartbreaker for them on Monday.
Yeah, you said it right there. And really, it came down to missed free throws for this Minnesota Golden Gophers team, which, you know, when you look at how they've done it, they're just not shooting well for the free throw line at all. They're 18th in the conference as far as where they rank. But more importantly, Dawes Garcia only 5 points. Oh, we talked about during the Iowa game that Peyton Sanford was probably going to go off his next game.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 30. He had 30 in the second half against Nebraska, and Iowa came back.
Yes.
Same thing here in play for Dawson Garcia. Expect him to be active early in this game. Expect him to get a boatload of touches around the block. How do they guard that early on in this game? To me, that's so important because you know he's going to want to get himself going.
And, you know, Minnesota has been banged up. They've had guys in and out of the lineup. Mike Mitchell is back. Missed some time with an ankle injury. He averages about 13 a game. And a player is not in the starting lineup, but I'm eager to see. It was a freshman named Isaac Osama. He had 18 points in the double overtime game against Ohio State. The overall numbers are modest, but this guy has a skill set that's pretty impressive.
Well, it's a skill set that's impressive, but most importantly, his growth every single game has been ridiculous.
Yes.
It really is. I had Minnesota Yale in November, early November, and the talk is, okay, he's grown. He's going to be really good. Well, the growth in a matter of about 6 weeks is something special. So expect him to be active as well.
All right, before we tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A special game for fans, both sides of the border, and a number of Wisconsin players yet again from the state of Minnesota, two of whom are in the starting lineup, and Nolan Winter and Steven Crowell. They don't talk about it a whole lot because it's just not how it works around here, but the game, I'm sure, has a little extra meaning for those guys, and they get round one with the Gophers. Now, these teams will play late in the regular season. Matter of fact, it'll be the Badgers' last regular season road game up at the Barn on March 5th. First things first, Badgers and Gophers here in Madison. Dawson Garcia and Steven Crowell will jump center. Jason Phillips, Vern Harris, and Amy Bonner are your officials here tonight as we are ready to roll, and the tip will belong to Minnesota. The Badgers move to our right, and we are underway. It'll be Mike Mitchell against Kamari McGee. McGee in the starting lineup tonight with Max Klesman dealing with that foot injury. Here's Femi Odekali, drives a lane, flipped it up right hand, missed badly. Parker Fox kept it alive by spiking it off of Crow and out of bounds.
And early on, Parker Fox is a guy that we haven't talked a whole lot about, but you have to match his energy. That's what he is. He is an energy giver for this Minnesota team. You have to match it.
He's been starting now the last five games. Inbounds pass to Mitchell, catching, shooting, baseline right, and hitting a mid-range jumper. And this team will shoot a lot of mid-range shots. 2-0 Gophers here in the opening minute. Badgers move to our left. Nolan Winter throwing to John Blackwell between the circles. High screen from Crowell. A throw to Winter. Drops it off to Tanjay near the left corner. John takes it out to the wing. Bounce pass Crowell. Who's against Parker Fox. Single coverage. Crowell backing left block. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Good. Fox tried to draw the foul. No sale. We're tied at two. The 120th career start for Steven Crowell. 2-2. Not quite a minute gone by. Mike Mitchell right of the center circle against Kamari McGee. A bounce for Odekali. He is against John Tanjay. Odekali dribbles to the right corner, kills the dribble, needs some help, and he'll throw it back out to Parker Fox. You mentioned this is a very deliberate team, this Minnesota Golden Gophers group. Lakai Patterson weaves to the foul line, kicks it right corner. Odekali, a three try off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Fox, but he fell to the floor and is guilty of a traveling violation. Turnover, Minnesota. And Fox looked to be a little bit shaken up there. He's going to try to play through it here.
Well, but like I said, you have to match his energy. That's what he's going to do for this team. You have to get a body. You have to find a body.
He has been around for a minute. His freshman year of college was 2018-2019. Talking about Parker Fox, missed two full seasons with injury. Here's Tanjay driving off the right wing, and he gets fouled. Remy Odekali getting in there for Minnesota, and that's the game's first foul.
Now, the other question I have with Kamari McGee now in the starting lineup, something that he hasn't done first start of his career. The Badgers are 21-3 when he plays 10-plus minutes, but does the bench energy come in when Wisconsin normally does?
Here's Blackwell trying a three, and that thuds off the right side iron. No good. Odekali the rebound for Minnesota. A minute 40 gone by. We are tied at two. Odekali hands off to Mitchell. And Odekali has it again high on the right against John Tanjay. Parker Fox gives off to Lekhi Patterson off the Fox ball screen. A bounce to Odekali off the right wing. Jump stop in the lane. Turns it out to Lekhi Patterson. Five on the shot clock. Right-hand dribble, Patterson throwing to Odekali with a shot fake, steps up, now kicks to Patterson, three in the air straight away is good as the shot clock was about to expire.
That's a great possession for Minnesota. That's what they want.
5-2, the Gophers, a wide pass, and saving it was Crowell, and he spikes it off of Mike Mitchell and out of bounds, and that saved Wisconsin a turnover.
And that's what Minnesota's trying to do on the offensive end. We talked about it's a great possession. It's a great possession because they score it with 1 second left, but they're waiting for Wisconsin to make a mistake, and that's what they'll take advantage of.
Inbounds pass, Tanjay, baseline right, trying to split two defenders, and he got tied up. Yes, he did. Arrow, Wisconsin. We're 2:16 into the game, 5-2 Minnesota. There's Kamari McGee, baseline right, will inbound for the Badgers. Looped it into Crowell, right of the lane against Parker Fox. Single coverage, backing his Crowell. Turns up, low on the right, no good. Rebound fought for, tip to Dawson Garcia. And here comes Odekali, left sideline of the front court for Minnesota. To the top of the circle goes in Garcia, low on the left to the rim. Layup is good. Well executed, 7-2 Minnesota, 2:40 gone by. Nolan Winter feeds Tanjay, wide open three, left wing, in and out, no good. Garcia the rebound. Outlet to Lekhi Patterson up the right sideline of the front court. Good start here for the Gophers in Madison. Outside left is Mitchell. Flips to Patterson up top. High screen Parker Fox. A throw right side. Odekali wide open for three, and he nailed it from the right corner. And just like that, it's 10-2 Minnesota. We're 3 minutes in. Blackwell throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Kamari McGee on the right side. Finds Crowell at the top. A toss for Tanjay on the left wing. Whips it to Nolan Winter, top of the circle. Refeeds Tanjay out to McGee. Open three, left wing, good. Kamari McGee, we mentioned 55% for three coming into this game. And a turnover in the backcourt, a carry as the Gophers with an unforced error. And the Badgers get it back as Carter Gilmore will come in for Stephen Crowell.
And you look at Kamari McGee, what he's done, how he's done it. I mean, he's been one of the most important pieces for this Wisconsin team. And nobody talks about
him. Yeah, you're right.
His impact is not always on the numbers. It's the energy. It's all that stuff. But the way he's shooting the ball.
Here's McGee again. Left corner three try. Off the rim, no good. The rebound to Lekhi Patterson. 3.5 minutes in. 10-5, Minnesota. Butchie, your point a couple of minutes ago is a good one with McGee because of the energy and all he brings off the bench. Who is going to be the one providing that here tonight?
I mean, we're getting to that time frame. That's why it's so important.
Here's Odekali on the left-hand dribble. Throws it out to Dawson Garcia at the top of the circle. Steps back. A three over Gilmore is good. Dawson Garcia better than 35% from distance coming in. And it's 13-5 Minnesota as the Gophers are 3-4 from downtown in the early minutes. Tanjay high on the left. The pass to Nolan Winter between the circles. Refeeds Tanjay. Finds McGee. Thought about it. Left corner and dribbles to the wing. He'll dart a pass to Gilmore. He'll feed Winter. Gives off to Tanjay with 10 on the shot clock. Tanjay high on the left. 4-5 to shoot. Winter finds Kamari right side. Got to go to work. 2 to shoot. Tanjay will. Left corner. And it's in and out. No good. Garcia the rebound. 4.5 minutes gone by. 13-5 the Gophers. Lekhi Patterson on the right wing. Left-hand dribble to the top of the circle. Curls left of the wheel. Throwing to Garcia at the point. Flips to Mike Mitchell right side. Mitchell turns to Garcia. He'll try a three right corner. That's off the rim, no good. Tanjay the rebound. for Wisconsin. Up the right side of the front court. Darts a pass to McGee. Goes up and gets it left corner. Takes it to the wing. Slips it into Gilmore. Darts it to Winter. Open three. Straight on. Too long. No good. Rebound off of Blackwell's hands into the hands of Garcia. A little more than 5 minutes in. It's 13-5 Minnesota. Badgers one out of six from the arc to start the game here tonight. Makai Patterson high on the left. Feeds Odekali at the top of the circle. Odekali right of the paint. A flip to Garcia at the free throw line. Squares up on Gilmore. And the jumper is away and good
and
for
that's
Garcia.
What Dawson, yeah, that's what he wants to do with the jab right into the shot. And that's exactly where he's at. Carter's got to get a hand up to make him drive, make him a driver.
He has seven. It's 15-5 Minnesota. McGee driving to the line, down the lane, throws it up low on the left, way off the mark. And here comes Odekali up the left side of the front court. Shovels it to Mike Mitchell. Out to Odekali, feeds Mitchell. He'll try a three left side. Around and out, no good. Rebound, Kabari McGee. 14:05 left in the first half. It is 15-5 Minnesota. John Tanje, a bounce to Nolan Winter, flips to Gilmore at the top.
There's no pace right now in the half court for this Wisconsin team.
With the ball is Blackwell on the right side. A hedge of the screen from Garcia. Feeds Gilmore for three. Left of the circle. That's off the mark. Rebound Odekali. And here come the Gophers. Lakai Patterson, left sideline of the front court. An ice-cold start for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the Gophers are 6 out of 10 and leading 15-5. Patterson off the screen from Parker Fox. Feeds Odekali with a shot fake. Dribbles off the right wing into the lane. Pivots. That's a three-second violation. Yep, he was in there a bit. And a three-second violation against Minnesota as we have our first media timeout here this evening. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 13:28 left of the first half. Minnesota 15, Wisconsin 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag at Menards and ring in the new year with bathroom savings you must see to believe. Magic Woods has the vanity you need to complete your dream bathroom. Check out our great selection of over 100 Magic Woods vanities. Get an Everdale bathroom cabinet on sale for $499.99 through January 12th. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Fans, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store this weekend, tonight through Sunday, for Badger Sale Weekend, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $1,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 13:28 left in the first half. Gophers leading, Butchie 15-5.
Well, and offensively, Wisconsin with only 5 points because the ball is not moving side to side nearly quick enough. Finally, here you're seeing some pace, and John Blackwell's going to put pressure at the rim.
Working right lane line. Now Fates flips and hits, and there you go.
It's a simple game.
Yes.
When you play with pace, you're going to be able to put Minnesota's bigs in action, and you're going to be able to create the advantage.
It's 15-7 Minnesota. Isaac Osama, the impressive freshman on the floor against Blackwell on the right wing. Bouncing to Trey Edmonds in there. He is a well-built dude. 6'10", a solid 250. Gives off to Mitchell. Snaps off a three. Back rim no good. That was a long two, actually. Rebound, Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. McGee out there. Xavier Amos and Jack Janicki on the floor for Wisconsin as well, as Amos will flip it to Blackwell high on the left. Throwing to Stephen Crowell out between the circles. Crowell hands off to McGee. And Kamari lost his balance, regains control, and then threw it away. It's knocked away and on the floor as Edmonds had it, lost it. Blackwell comes up with it low in the right, up, missed it, and then got hammered by Dawson Garcia trying to get the rebound. A crash landing for Blackwell, and it looks to be okay. The foul will be assessed to Dawson Garcia, his first.
And Rigsby for Minnesota had the ball. He just lost to the transfer Oregon. Well, they were expecting a lot out of him, and just kind of it's been a slow start for him.
6'3 senior, inbounds pass to Blackwell. Right wing goes off the crowd, flips to Xavier Amos, feeds McGee. Kamari turns it to the top, leaves it for Crowell high on the right. Gives it up to Janicki outside right. Shot clock is at 5. Janicki darts a pass to Amos, long three, straight on, straight in. Xavier Amos pulls the Badgers to within 5, 15-10 Minnesota with 12:03 left in the half.
And maybe that's where the energy comes from the bench. Because, again, with Kamari McGee in that starting lineup, who's going to bring that juice?
Here's Rigsby, and they mishandle the dribble handoff. Janicki gets the loose ball, darts down the floor, low on the right, missed the chip shot, and the rebound to Asama of Minnesota. Missed opportunity there for Wisconsin. Asama, left sideline, front court, loops it to Garcia against Xavier Amos. Garcia, baseline left, driving inside, knocked away by Amos, out of bounds. It'll belong to Minnesota.
Amos has good energy here off the bench early on.
And we have the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a brew pub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew pub, lots of matzo pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 11:34 left of the first half. Minnesota 15, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
FSN Vision Seed Corn and FSI Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FSN Vision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 11:34 left of the first half. Minnesota 15, Wisconsin 10. Badgers will have Janicki, Amos, Blackwell, Marcus Ilver in the lineup now along with Stephen Crowell.
And you look at, you said dominate the paint right now, 11-4. Minnesota's out rebounding Wisconsin. It's just one of those areas that I know you're not making a lot of shots, yeah. but if you're not making a lot of shots, what does that give? Some offensive rebounding opportunities as well.
And pain points 2-2.
Correct.
With the ball is Lekhi Patterson against Jack Janicki outside left as Patterson gives up the dribble. Now gives up the ball to Isaac Asima. Cuts off the left wing. Bounce pass to Austin Garcia. Mid-post left against Xavier Amos. Back in Garcia. Low on the left. Goes up. Shot clock about to expire and the shot was missed. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. It's a pretty good work down there from Xavier Amos against Garcia.
I'm very impressed as far as the start right now for Amos and what he's been able to do.
Caden Betts, 6'8", Richard, sophomore in the lineup now for Minnesota. Garcia sits down, Blackwell between the circles. Blackwell throwing to Marcus Silver, left of the ring. Bounce pass Crow, left of the lane, Edmonds defending. Single coverage, backing is Crowd. Mid post left, still backing. A little dig from Patterson. Left shoulder turn, and Crowd flipped it in with the right hand.
That's great patience more than anything. Great footwork, great patience, and it gets the angle to be able to score off the glass.
7-point run, Wisconsin, 15-12 Minnesota. Here's Patterson, right of the lane, picked up by Crowd on the switch. Patterson gives it up to Asima. He is with Blackwell. Refeeds Patterson. Crowell still on him on the right wing. Patterson drives off the wing in the lane. Darts it out to Rigsby. Feeds left corner. Shot blocked by Amos into the hands of Ilver. Oh, Caden Best just had it rejected by Xavier Amos. Here's Ilver outside left throwing to X, as they call him, between the circles. Leaves it for Blackwell. Flies off to the right side. Out to Amos for three straight on. It's short, no good. Rebound tipped to Janicki. Looked like he was open inside. Instead, kicks it out. Blackwell for three, and that bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound Xavier Amos.
Back-to-back offensive rebounds.
See what they can do with it here. Trying to pay it off. Crowell out high. Throwing it to Blackwell, and he got fouled by Isaac Asima on the right wing. That'll be the first on Asima.
We talked about rebounding. If you're missing shots, go get them. That's exactly what they did on that possession.
Dawson Garcia back into the game for Caden Betts. Kamari McGee will re-enter.
And you can see the intensity level increase here from Wisconsin. Minnesota hasn't scored in almost 440 in this game. Part of it's their bad offense, to be completely honest.
Yep.
The intensity defensively has picked up for Wisconsin, though, as well.
McGee, baseline right, inbounds to Crowell. Edmonds defends. One-on-one, right of the lane, backing is Crowell, backing right block. Chase goes up, left hand, yes, and one. Steven Crowell with a little something to say after he goes to the left hand for the bucket, and he'll step to the free throw line.
And they haven't been able to shoot it well from outside, so what do? Get the ball inside and get it to Big Steve and let him work. We all know what he's done over the last four games, averaging 16.3 points and 6.8 rebounds, but we talked about in the beginning of the show, I mean, almost 75% from the floor. The efficiency has been ridiculous.
6 points on 3 out of 4 from the floor to start the game as Stevie hits the free throw. The Badgers now on a 10-point run, tied at 15, 9:45 left in the half.
The only thing Steve hasn't done is nail a three, which means it saved your elbow a little bit, your shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate it, yeah. You don't punch that hard.
No.
Here's Oda Cali, right of the lane, goes out to Garcia back in there. Swoops off the left wing of the lane, running right-hander off the rim. No. Rebound tipped in by big Frank Mitchell, 6'8 and 260 pounds, transfer from Kinesis, 17-15 Minnesota. Here's Tanjay, backing, turns baseline, hanging, shooting, off the rim, no. Flying to the rim, a tip, no. And the rebound comes down to Minnesota with 9:14 left in the first half. 17-15 the Gophers. Patterson weaving to the foul line. Pull-up jumper. Heel of the rim, no good. Tanjay the rebound, and he went to the floor awkwardly. He's grimacing. Loose ball snapped up. Asima missed badly. McGee comes up with the rebound, and Tanjay is playing through it. Here's McGee right side to the front court. Now Xavier Amos at the top, throwing to Marcus Silver. Darts a pass to Crowell. Well, between the arcs, leads it for Tanjay, back to Crowell, right of the lane, finds Amos flashing in the paint, hanging, goes up, off the glass and rim, no good. Femi Odekali the rebound for Minnesota, 17-15 the Gophers.
And if you're Minnesota, you slow the ball down. They've played a little bit faster than they want to the last couple of possessions.
And that's exactly what they do as Odekali holds it at the center circle, leads it for Isaac Asima, now they work it back to Odekali. Now between the arcs, a screen from Frank Mitchell. Odekali, right of the lane, cuts through the paint. Reverse layup is over everything. Marcus Hill for the rebound. 8-12 left in the half, 17-15 Minnesota. McGee at the left point. Going to Xavier Amos out between the wheels. Amos flips it to Kraut, top of the arc, sends it back to X, gives off to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay, a step back three on the way. Badgers take the lead. First points for Tanjay, and it's 18-17 Wisconsin.
It's a big look just to kind of get yourself to breathe a little bit.
7:50 left in the first half. Frank Mitchell gives off to Osama. Knocked away by McGee. Kamari down the lane against Osama. Goes up. No, but a foul on Isaac Osama. That's his second. And there's Kamari McGee doing Kamari McGee things. The disruptor. And he'll shoot two when play continues. Timeout here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com. Today, 7:42 left in the first half. Wisconsin 18, Minnesota 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 18-17, Wisconsin leads Minnesota with 7:42 left in the first half. Kamari McGee at the line to shoot two.
And we haven't seen Max Klusman yet in this game. He's dressed, but there becomes a point where you've been sitting for so long on that ankle.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at if he's not in by that four-minute mark, by the next media time, I don't think we'll see him the rest of the game.
Just based on the last couple of days, I'm not holding my breath that he's going to get in there, but we also know how much he loves to play and how tough he is. So
but it's just as the game goes, and as a player, the more you sit, the stiffer it gets, the less likely we're going to see him in this game.
Kamari McGee hits the first and the second free throw. It's 20-17, Wisconsin leading Minnesota. 7.5 minutes left of the first half. Dawson Garcia at the free throw line against Carter Gilmore. Runs it up and one. Well, you mentioned it, Butchie, before the game. He had 5 points, Garcia did, against Ohio State, so beware. And now Dawson Garcia has 9 here in the first half.
Well, and it's all been high post action. Now what he wants to do is grab the ball at the high post, jab with the left foot, and do a pull-up. He's done that once. What's the next move after that? Because Carter Gilmore took some of that space. Mm-hmm. Now it allowed Dawson Garcia to grab the ball high post, rip and go, and get to the free throw line and have an and-one opportunity. He makes it.
And he is an exception to the rule because this is one of the worst free throw shooting teams in the country. But Garcia, 77%, knocks it down there. And we're tied at 20. 7:15 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore out high. Gives it up to John Tanjay. Tanjay out between the arcs. Now he'll let fly a three straight away. Around it out. No good. Rebound. Gilmore trying to run it down. Can't get control. Garcia to the floor. Gilmore to the floor. Garcia gathers it for the Gophers. Ahead to Lakai Patterson high on the left. Screen from big Frank Mitchell. Patterson stops at the left elbow. Bounces to Mitchell left of the lane. Single coverage Nolan Winter. Up with the right hand. Mitchell missed it short. Rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. Tied at 20. 6:48 left of the first half. Tanjay hits the brakes high on the right. Left-hand toss to Gilmore. Wraps it high on the left for Kamori McGee. A pass for Winter. Nolan puts it on the deck. Looking to take it to the cup. He got fouled by Frank Mitchell. That'll be his first of the team's fifth.
And that's where you just use the advantage you have. Frank Mitchell a little slow on his feet. Nolan Winter quicker. Fakes a little dribble handoff or acts like he's going to go with a dribble handoff and then just goes right by Mitchell knowing he has the advantage there.
Xavier Amos back in the game. Parker Fox re-enters.
Minnesota has had the advantage offensively. They did a great job by John Tanjay.
And a whistle inside.
Line.
Yeah,
end line out of bounds. Yes. John Tanjay is supposed to come off that screen. He realizes that the defender for Minnesota is playing that top side, playing the play. So instead of going out to where the screen is supposed to happen, what does John Tanjay do? He cuts right back door, right to the front of the rim, sits there, and the entry pass is there. He's able to get to the free throw line. It's just a great job of reading what the defense is giving you. When the defense plays the play and tries to take advantage of that, make a pay.
And that was Mike Mitchell with the foul, his first. And John Tanjay, who averages about 7 free throw attempts a game, and hits better than 93% when he gets there. He's good with the first throw. Second one coming up for Tanjay, and it's straight through. 22-20, Wisconsin, 6:36 left in the first half. And here comes Lakai Patterson for the Gophers, defended by John Blackwell out there with Amos, Tanjay, McGee, and Nolan Winter. Patterson throwing to Mike Mitchell high on the right. High screen Garcia, now Oda Cali. Turns it high on the left for Patterson. Patterson stops left of the circle, gives it up to Dawson Garcia, puts it on the deck, right hand dribble, runs it up, right lane line, no, tipped up, no, rebound, tipped, pulled down by Oda Cali, and his pass got batted back out to Patterson, tries a three, missed it, rebound, Oda Cali up and in, and one, Femi Oda Cali showing some up, 6-6, and some bounce to it, and he has himself an and one, we're tied at 22.
And we've talked so highly of Nolan Winter. And this just isn't on Nolan Winter, but he is the big there. He's got a go-get body. I know it's Oda Cali that gets the rebound, but you have to carve out space. You have to find bodies. You have to go. Now, Wisconsin needs to do a better job of rebounding his five.
Yes.
Right, like that. I'm getting that, but Nolan, that's, and there's a reason Nolan's out of the game.
Free throw is missed, and Tanjay falls to the floor, gets the pass away just in time, and then Blackwell lost it. And Greg Gard is about to lose it himself as Tanjay got knocked around a little bit and the Badgers head coach is not pleased. By the way, the housekeeping on that foul a moment ago against Wisconsin, it was assessed to Xavier Amos. 22-22 with 5:50 left of the first half. Lakai Patterson gives off to Mitchell. He flips to Oda Cali, gives off to Garcia. Bounce pass to Lakai Patterson on a Parker Fox screen. Throws it to Fox left of the lane. Out to Oda Cali. He'll let fly a three up top and he drills it. He came in 3 for 20 from distance.
Thank you. That's 15%, by the way. Just so you know.
He's hit a couple of them in the first half here tonight. 25-22 Minnesota with 5:20 left in the half. John Tanjay on the left side for Wisconsin. And he lost it. Taken away by Mitchell. And now Oda Cali ahead to Lakai Patterson, and he walked with the ball. They trade turnovers. A rather choppy sequence right there, we'll say politely.
Well, it is. And Minnesota with 7 turnovers, Wisconsin with 3 turnovers. This is a situation where Wisconsin breaks. I mean, Minnesota's a team that wants to play slow. They only average 9.9 turnovers a game. Like, it's not like they turn the ball over a lot.
And both these teams are good at protecting the ball.
Yeah.
Here's Jack Janicki in there for Wisconsin. Feeds Xavier Amos with a shot fake. Gives off to Crowell. Leaves it for John Blackwell on the right side. Fox comes out on him. Now Amos rotates to McGee high on the left. Kamari takes it up top. Gives it to Blackwell. Fakes the three. Steps back mid-range. Right side. Good. Both the Blackwell's buckets of the mid-range variety. 25-24 Minnesota with 4:42 left in the half.
If I'm Minnesota, I'm doing more of this. Half court, make Wisconsin. Hate to say, can't believe I'm saying it, but yeah, make Wisconsin guard the whole shot clock. They haven't been able to do that.
What about role reversal here? Odicali, right side, gives off to Garcia. He'll try a three, left side. It's short. Rebound McGee for Wisconsin.
There you go,
And here comes Kamari ahead to Blackwell off the left wing. In the lane, hangs in the air, and the shot hit the bottom of the rim from inside. No good. Odicali busting it up the other way. Feeds Mitchell, steps into a three, left of the circle off the left side. Iron, no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Crowell for the Badgers. 4:05 left of the half, 25-24 Minnesota. Xavier Amos feeds Janicki, goes into Crowell. Spin move on Fox, and then Fox dropped the arm. Foul is called. And that'll be the first on Parker Fox. We have the under four media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 3:58 left of the first half. Minnesota 25, Wisconsin 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin pool dealer.
Folks, we got a wintry winter ahead due to big nor'easters bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves, winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin pool dealer.
The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's at Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 25-24, Minnesota leads Wisconsin with 3:58 left in the first half. Butchie, Minnesota has done this before. I mean, Purdue, I mean, they're right there
absolutely.
With the Boilermakers.
No, Purdue with it.
This should not be shocking if you really follow this league closely. I know Minnesota's 0-4. They're struggling. But they hang in there, you know, at least for a half against good teams, and oftentimes beyond the first.
Yeah, and the only thing that's shocking, more than important, is this is on the road.
Yes.
They've been able to do that against Purdue and Ohio State at home, but the fact they're doing it here on the road, they're playing better basketball. I know the results aren't there. I get that. They're playing better basketball. They really are, but I think some of it has to do with Wisconsin as well.
Yes, yeah.
Offensively, we've seen a team that scored last time we were in this building,
116?
Yeah, I'd say, right? Like, they've scored 24 with 3:58 left in the first half. And to me, a lot of it is just the pace. They're not playing fast, which is up and down. And then when they get the ball in the half court, the pace at which the ball is going multiple sides, it's not there. Not nearly what we've seen in Rutgers or at Rutgers or against Iowa. The ball seems to be sticking a lot more right now. And I think a little bit of that is Max Klusman on the floor.
Even Crowell hits both free throws. The Badgers regain the lead 26-25. Odicali checked by Janicki. Darts a pass to Mike Mitchell. Almost went out of bounds. Feeds Garcia, goes into big Trey Edmonds. One pump, half hook right in. No good. Rebound snapped away by John Blackwell. Up the middle of the front court comes the sophomore. Gives it to Xavier Amos. Barrels down the lane. Shot blocked. Batted around inside. McGee diving for it. Able to come up with it. Lost it. Patterson is there. He got tied up by Blackwell. Held ball, arrow, Minnesota. Good hustle both sides. 3:26 left in the first half. 26-25, Wisconsin. You set the five on the floor. You've got Janicki out there with Amos, Crowell, Blackwell, and McGee. Patterson, Odicali. along with Garcia, Mike Mitchell, and Trey Edmonds. Kenny Otacalli to the front court. High screen Garcia. Blocked out Janicki. Otacalli right lane. Knocked away by Amos. Into the hands of Kamari McGee. Went behind the back to get through some traffic. Now McGee busting up the floor. Hits the brakes right of the lane. Leads it for Crowd. Gets it back to Kamari. Gives it off to Xavier Amos. Sends to Blackwell. Leads it for Janicki on the left wing. Janicki back to the top. Turns it to Crow, flips to McGee on the right side, shot clock at 10, slips a pass into Crow, right of the lane. Open man is Amos, feeds Blackwell, shot fake from three, out to Xavier, whips it to McGee, four to shoot. Kamari, baseline right, the floater, short, rebound tip, out of bounds, last touch by McGee.
But even though there's not a basket on that possession, the ball movement was great.
It was,
I mean, they're finally moving it a little bit more, getting Minnesota's defense to shift.
2:42 left in the first half, 26-25, Wisconsin. Trey Edmonds up top for Minnesota. Edmonds directing some traffic, wants Otacalli to come and get it, and he does. He leads it for Lakai Patterson. Hands to Edmonds. Gives off to Patterson. Off the Edmonds screen, Patterson spinning in the lane, hanging 10-footer. Heel of the rim, no good. Rebound out to Janicki, a lead feed, run down by Kamari McGee, busting off the left wing, hanging, goes up, no good. Janicki there with a follow, yes! Jack Janicki with the follow, 28-25 Wisconsin. 2:08 left in the first half. Otacalli to the front court for the Gophers. Flips it to Trey Edmonds. He'll give off to Lakai Patterson. Flips to Otacalli. High screen Edmonds. Janicki works over it. Benny Otacalli hands off to Dawson Garcia. Wants a screen from Otacalli. Gets it. Now works against Janicki. Baseline left. Crowell helping as well. Turning up left hand, Garcia kissed it off the window.
That was just a mismatch there for Wisconsin. They could have brought a little bit more help to see if they could force the pass from Garcia.
28-27 Wisconsin, 1:35 left till halftime. Steven Crowell throwing to McGee on the left side, whips it back to Crowell, darts it inside. Janicki with the reverse layup, going right to left for the bucket. 30-27, Wisconsin, 1:20 left in the half.
A great cut to the rim. When you cut to the rim, good things happen.
Tony Otacalli to the front court for Minnesota against Jack Janicki. High screen Garcia. Otacalli will use it to the left wing. Blackwell defends now. A pass for Edmonds at the free throw line. Had a shot, turned it down. Now a tough shot, right hand. That rockets off the glass, no good. Xavier Amos the rebound. Amos up the floor, leads it for Blackwell. Cuts off the right wing to the top of the arc. 50 seconds left in the half. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. Blackwell will set the floor. Down to 45 seconds left of the break. Crowell with a pass for Jack Janicki on the left wing. Redshirt freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, finds Blackwell. Left corner three is off the rim short. Rebound to Edmonds, who gives off just in time as he fell to the floor. Got the ball out of his hands, did Edmonds. And Otacalli will bring it up, and Ben Johnson will take the use-it-or-lose-it timeout. 29.3 on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock, 30-27 Wisconsin.
It's a good timeout here by Minnesota if you just look at, you know, you're going to lose the timeout otherwise, but one of those things that early on, look at how it plays out. If you're Wisconsin defensively, you've tightened up, you've been better. And I think, you know, knowing that Minnesota wants to play as long as they have in the possession in the half court, overall, they've rebounded the ball better. Wisconsin has as well.
Badgers 32% from the field, 3 of 13 from 3, but 7 of 7 at the foul line. Their 7 free throws represent one more attempt than they had Monday night the entire game against Rutgers. They made all 6 of those attempts in that win against the Scarlet Knights.
And with a 6-second difference between shot clock and game clock, if you're Wisconsin, you know you're going to be able to get a good shot. So guard for the 23 seconds on the shot clock. Get the rebound. If they make it, inbound it quick, but push, push, and push. And knowing you still have that 6-second buffer, by the time you get it, it's going to be 8 seconds. It means you at least get 7 dribbles, so you should be able to get a decent attack to the basket.
So you would rather do that than take the user or lose a timeout? Just get pace?
I would. And okay. A lot of it's dependent on this situation, right?
Here we go. 20 to play. About 14 to shoot. With the ball is Otacalli. Standing dribble left to the center circle against Jack Janicki. Shot clock at 8. Otacalli throwing to Dawson Garcia. 5 to shoot. Garcia, top of the foul circle. Puts it on the deck. Spin move. Up right hand. And it will fall for Garcia. 5 seconds left in the half. Inbounds pass Blackwell with 3. With 2. With 1. Long 3. Blackwell. off the rim, no good. And the first half has come to an end, and the Gophers have come to play. The Badgers into the locker room up by one. Fans, Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports, from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. At the half, Wisconsin 30, Minnesota 29. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max makes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 30, Minnesota 29. Steven Crow with 9 points leading the way for Wisconsin. Dawson Garcia with 14 for the Gophers. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from Steven Crow in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's W-I-S-C.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as we visit with Stephen Crowell, the grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota, who came into tonight's game on a roll, averaging better than 16 points, nearly 7 rebounds a game during this 4-game winning streak. As one of the real veterans of this program, I asked him the best piece of advice he passes along to the newbies, be they freshmen or transfers.
I just say you got to handle the ups and downs of a season. Like, even for me this year, there's been ups and downs, and that's going to be throughout your whole college career, and it's just about how you respond to those and learn from those dips and not getting too high when you're having good games. So I think it's just handling those ups and downs is the biggest piece of advice I got for them.
I want to say your disposition's probably been a benefit to you, right? Because
yeah.
You don't let yourself get, you know, too excited or the opposite of things aren't going well. I would imagine that served you pretty well in your basketball life.
Yeah, no, for sure, because I'm a pretty even-keeled guy, so I try to keep that and carry that onto the court and into my relationships on the court. So. It's helped me through those tough times.
As we're talking right now, you're on one of those ups where you're playing really, really well. For everybody has a guess, but they ask the guy who's been playing really, really well. What's been the difference for you, you think?
I just think, like I was just saying, just sticking to it, coming in every day, listening to what the coaches have to say, watching film, learning from those games where you maybe didn't play so well, and just coming out and, like I said earlier, just responding to the feedback.
We'll hear more from Stephen Crowell as our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'll be honest, I love clearance sales for the great prices, but what I really love is the thrill of the hunt. And right now at Kohl's Ultimate Clearance Event, there are so many hidden gems waiting to be discovered. I just went and saved 70% on cute dresses, cozy sweaters, pajamas for my whole family, and that was just a start. So if you also enjoy seeking out big savings, get to Kohl's where the hunt is on. Select styles, offers end January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We continue with our halftime conversation with Stephen Crowell. We mentioned he is on quite a roll here. Had his first double-double of the season in Monday night's win against Rutgers. Now, they've reduced his minutes. With Stephen, it's been more about quality over quantity. And those reduced minutes seem to be fitting very well.
That's just something the coaches came to me. They're like, maybe you're more fresh if we just do little stints out there with you. And it's been working, and credit to them for finding that out. And hopefully we can keep it going.
The experience is golden. I know Coach Guard's mentioned this many years. You want to get old, stay old.
Yeah.
If you stop, I mean, as we talk, you're in the middle of your season. Mm-hmm. But when you have quiet moments or a little gap in the schedule, you just think back of the guys that you've been up against in your career, and you guys have won a ton of games here.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure the older I get, the more I'll look back on it. But, it's been crazy. Even the bigs have gone up here since I was a sophomore. And even freshman year, just watching those bigs work, it's been crazy, the bigs that have came from this conference. And And the players, too, but it's been unbelievable.
That's Badgers big man Stephen Crowell, the grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota. That is our halftime conversation. Coming up, we'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should, too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wisconsin leads Minnesota at the half, 30-29. We check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers, 10-31 for the field, 3-13 from the arc, 7-7 at the foul line. The Gophers, 36% for the field, 12-33, 4-11 from the arc, 1-2 at the foul line. Gophers a +5 on the glass. Second chance points advantage, Wisconsin at 8-6. Wisconsin guilty of 3 first half turnovers. They have a like number of assists. 8 turns for the Gophers compared to 8 assists in the first half. Dawson Garcia with 14 points leading the way for Minnesota. Stephen Crowell has 9 to pace the Wisconsin Badgers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
1 point lead for the Badgers at the break. Wisconsin 30, Minnesota 29. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're ready for the start of the second half. Wisconsin 30, Minnesota 29. Introduce alumni going back several decades. And You got to mix it up. I know you're working tonight, so you didn't get to partake in all of
I didn't get my paperwork in on time.
That's all right.
Paperwork, unbelievable.
Good to see so many decades represented, though. It's pretty cool to see so many of those guys who played way back when they used to have home games at the field house, you know, over by that football stadium over there.
But that, like I said, when we talked about it before we, you know, the game started in the pregame show, that's what Greg has created.
Yes.
Is the ability for everyone to come back and be a part of it. And it is fun to watch because those are the guys that set what this is.
Yeah,
and
no
I think
doubt.
That's the thing that Greg continues to try to push. And here's the thing. It does mean a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, it does. It means a lot to be wanted back.
That's a lot of them here. I don't know what the final counts was, but it's a good
big
number
list,
of guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Badgers will get the first possession of the second half, and here we go. Moving to our right, Kamari McGee. Gets things started. If you're just checking us out, Max Klesman has not played in the first half. Foot injury in that game against Rutgers on Monday night. He is dressed, but we have not seen him on the floor. Here's Stephen Crowell against Parker Fox. A twist inside, and he got tied up and got fouled by Fox. That's his second and the first of the half on Minnesota.
And at some point, somebody's going to make Stephen Crowell finish with his left hand. Because every time that he's dribbled, he's turned into a dribble drop, which means he gets to that left so he can come back to that left shoulder and finish with the right hand. Minnesota hasn't figured that out yet.
Inbounding baseline left will be Kamari McGee out there with Crowell, Tanjay, Blackwell, and Winter. And Tanjay doing a little jostling with Lakai Patterson.
This is going to result in a foul, I'm just telling you right now. Like,
yeah.
The way that there has not been a backup either.
Inbounds pass to